With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republicans, including former President Trump, are weighing in on Vice President Kamala Harris's choice as her running mate, Democratic Governor Tim Walz.
In an email to his supporters, Mr. Trump claimed that Walz, a Midwesterner with a record as governor that progressives love, said it would be even worse for the country than Harris. Trump's email read, "He's that bad." The former president added of Walz, quote, "He'll open our borders to the worst criminals imaginable." Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina wrote in a social media post, quote, "Harris feels the burn and picks Walz. Thank you, Kamala." Referring to independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and other progressives' support for Walz. Former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway wrote on social media, quote, "Tim Walz, what a relief." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Tropical Storm Debby continues to bring heavy rains to the southeast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says some areas can expect to see additional flooding.
Big impacts in Sarasota, Bradenton from flooding. That is still ongoing. We are going to see more flooding in northern Florida. These things take time as the water comes down. You're going to see these rivers rise. You're going to see the tributaries rise. That's just inevitable. How much, we'll see, but we are definitely prepared for that.
The storm killed at least five people Monday and has caused flooding in historic Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina. The Palestinian militant group Hamas says it has chosen Yahya Sinwar, its top official in Gaza, who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel, as its new leader. The choice of Sinwar, a secretive figure who leads Hamas's hardliners and is close to Iran, was a defiant step. Sinwar is at the top of Israel's kill list as it seeks to destroy Hamas and its leadership after the October 7th attack. Wall Street recovered, the Dow up by 294 points. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are more satisfied.
A poll released by the Belonging Forum reveals that 72% of self-described believers say they are satisfied with their lives, compared to 65% of non-religious people. The survey also found that Christians are more friendly, more neighborly, and more involved in trying to improve their communities. The Belonging Forum says, quote, "Christian faith is a powerful and universal social force for good and promotes a sense of belonging in our communities." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. Judge Mark Walker said the state's ban violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which protects employees and job applicants from employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. The lawsuit was filed in the year 2020. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as calm returned to the market a day after its biggest pullback in almost 2 years. The S&P 500 rose 1%, breaking a brutal three-day losing streak. Strong profit reports from Uber and other companies helped support the market. The vast majority of stocks climbed in a mirror opposite of the day before, when the unraveling of some popular trades and worries about the U.S. economy racked the markets. The Dow was up 294 points, closing at 38,997. The Nasdaq gained 166 points to 16,366. The S&P 500 added 53 to 5240. New York oil rose 26 cents to $73.20 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.